Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL. We are with Maury Brown of Forbes, and he is a great business writer, talks a lot about television ratings and attendance numbers, and we're looking at the measuring stick of the baseball season. Tough to get going in a crowded field in April, May, and June when it comes to TV, Maury, because you have the Stanley Cup playoffs and NBA playoffs cooking. How have those ratings gone for baseball versus those two almost season-long, it seems, entities, those two postseasons? Plus, how have those playoffs rated on their respective networks?
Well, they're probably in line with where baseball can be, you know, during the World Series. This is the thing that I find somewhat interesting. You know, we've got some national radio personalities, that sports radio personalities, that go, you know, look at the ratings for the World Series and whatnot. You know, look where it used to be. I think that, you know, baseball in the home markets, they're off the charts. I mean, I want to say that it's pulling a 15. They pulled a 15 for one of the Western Conference final games in both Houston and in the San Francisco market. So, I mean, it's doing well there. The NHL, of course, is always kind of, you know, hanging around there in third. You know, just it's always going to get traction in the key markets, which is, you know, the most important thing. I mean, you want to have the Blackhawks in there. You're going to want to have storied franchises in big markets when it comes to the NHL. They really need that. But, I mean, overall, I think that everybody's pretty happy with it, given how, you know, much competition there is across the network dials. I mean, that the channel listing now is so broad and vast, and it really is a constant diluting of the number of people that are watching. I mean, this includes now on the internet as well. It just really becomes difficult to garner the ratings that you used to have. But I think that everybody's pretty happy along the way. You know, the big thing, and you mentioned it, it's very hard with hockey and basketball because the playoffs seem to go on for so long. I mean, the first round has been done over a month ago. I mean, well over a month ago in the NBA. So, I mean, it does become very difficult. And some of these series, you know, haven't even gone the distance. So when you get into that, it becomes very difficult to keep fan interest going. You know, when we get to the NBA finals, and certainly when we get to the Stanley Cup finals, it's going to increase. But it's interesting, you know, and we kind of said it in the first segment there, that baseball in some markets, and in 24 of 20 markets, in 20 of 24 markets, we had a situation to where the local regional sports network for whatever Major League Baseball team was there in those markets was drawing better than some of these NHL games. The NHL Game 7 that went into overtime, this was just, what was this past week or week before, we had baseball markets outdrawing them. And it really gets back to this thing that I think that people are going to have to start to realize that to measure properly, you really need to start to take back and step back away from looking at the national numbers and looking at it more locally. The networks are there. These people, they understand it. I think that they're more aware of it. I think it's really the average fan. And I think a lot of times sports radio makes much to do about nothing. I mean, they talk about the decline and dying of certain sports and whatnot. Well, I don't know how to tell people this, but last year the NFL, which seems to be the most bulletproof league out of any of them,
sure,
lost two Thursday nights to, you know, we had Walking Dead or something like that. I believe it was a Thursday night. Yeah, the Walking Dead beat the NFL in the television ratings. And that is like, that seemed impossible just a few years back. But this is how the television landscape has changed. And so I really do think that it's one of those things that, based upon whatever the sport is, you know, you're going to change and try to change your judgment of it based upon more recent numbers and how it's doing in local markets.
It's just very fractured right now, and I think that's a big lesson looking back. Last week, David Letterman says goodbye. It seems like the whole world's talking about it, but only 14 million people showed up to watch it. Carson had 40 million people. Now, obviously, there was only three or four channels to choose from in the early 90s when Johnny Carson stepped away, just to show how things have changed in the network sense. I mean, there was cable then, but it wasn't what it is today. And there certainly wasn't the internet options and the Netflix options and the PlayStation options and countless opportunities to entertain oneself. So it's a totally different ballgame, and that's why you lose credibility in my mind when you're comparing contrasting numbers from now to any other time in our history.
Well, and that's absolutely correct. I mean, it is one of those things. It just does not You know, if I see some of these things where we're starting to go back to like the World Series in the 60s and whatnot in the 70s, it's like, come on. I mean, really, you had, you know, three channels. You didn't have, I mean, the other thing that doesn't even come to that equation, even with that, what we didn't have were regional sports networks. We didn't have 150 games of your local team.
Right.
I mean,
it was a treat. It was a treat.
For free. You watch the game of the week. Everybody tuned in for the game of the week. And then if you were lucky, you got a superstation. You know, when cable started to expand a little bit, you got the Cubs or you got the Braves. And that's really where it has changed so dramatically. And it becomes one of those things. And then you start to get into, well, are you getting any kind of drama in terms of the teams that are there? Is there anything along those lines that come along? So for the NBA right now, you really sit there and you go, really, we really want to see what LeBron James does. I mean, what is the compelling storyline? And how does that draw that? Well, it used to be, I mean, with the exception of the NFL, with the NFL, we'll watch pretty much any Super Bowl. It doesn't matter
right.
who is playing it. The storyline itself is the Super Bowl. It's win and go home. That's the advantage that football has over every other game in North America right now in terms of the Big Four, because they're series play. It's difficult to keep interest, and it really has to be normally large markets with compelling storylines. And if you get the Royals and the Giants, because the Royals haven't either been there in a long time or in a small market, or the Giants that were in there this is their third time, you know, in recent memory, it's just not that compelling of a story. Well, for the networks, though, they're perfectly happy during the regular season because they're blanketing the programming. They're getting 162 games for each one of the 30 clubs. And, you know, you start to get into that number of games, they're getting their advertisement dollars, given how sports really is the last bastion that is DVR impervious. I mean, it's the last thing. We want to see our sports live. It's unpredictable. It's always exciting. So that's really why sports has been so popular with, in terms of the money that we're getting for media rights right now.
And last question here. We only have a minute. Maury Brown from Forbes is with us. We've been talking about it. Brian Costa's piece in the Wall Street Journal, Why Children Are Abandoning Baseball. Your thoughts on that piece?
Well, I'll just say this. If that's really the thing that's going to drive the popularity of baseball, then by golly, the PGA Tour, and the PBA should be the most popular television sport. Bowling is the most popular participatory sport in America. And yet we don't watch that on television. We like watching sports for what we cannot do. We like to see people do and perform sports at a higher level than we can do it. So I don't subscribe to that idea that, you want to reach and you want to have people participate in your sport to keep them going. I don't think it's critical. The NFL football has far fewer youth playing it, and it is vastly more popular than everything else on television. It has nothing really to do with youth participation.
By the way, basketball is down, soccer is down, and in recent years, football also down because there are just more options out there. Maury Brown from Forbes, we really appreciate your time. As always, he's a great follow on Twitter. Check him out at BizBallMaury, at BizBallMaury. Maury, we really appreciate it. We'll talk soon, I hope.
All right, you take care of yourself. Thanks a lot.
That's Maury Brown. We'll come back with more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.